Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of The Occasionalist. Matt Pagel here, flying the ship solo, docking the ship, finally, as we are finished with In the March of Minisodes, which means we are finished with The Occasionalist Daily. Oh, my goodness. You have no idea how relieved I am that this is over. But I did enjoy the overall experience. I would give this a solid 8 out of 10. In terms of the overall experience, I think that it's very, very obvious that if you're going to do a daily podcast, you need to keep the episode shorter. You need to have someone else. If you need to have someone else to bounce some ideas and things off of, but I think most importantly, you need someone that's going to help out with the production side of things, because it is difficult to. This podcasting stuff is very difficult on your own, let alone trying to do it every single day on your own. And it's, again, it's not like it's, we're not like building, you know, we're not like building buildings here or rocket science or surgery or anything like that. But the daily investment, the daily time investment that it takes to get a podcast up is much, much more significant than you would realize. I can tell you that much for sure. So if I just kind of broke this down into some positives, some negatives, and then what I think I'll try the next if I decide to do this again, what I'll do differently or what I'll try to do to incorporate next time. So let's start with the positives, right? This definitely forced some exploration of some ideas that I probably wouldn't have otherwise. Like I don't think I would ever do like a daily playlist episode otherwise, unless it was tied to something else that we were doing, like when we made our 80s movies or we did our quarantine movies, like that kind of stuff. Like I just don't think I would explore a daily playlist otherwise, but hey, why not? It was definitely a lot of fun to do that. I wouldn't have explored or talked about gambling otherwise. Privacy, obviously, we can't be in our normal format, we can't be as up to date. So it was kind of fun this past week to stay up to date with the goings on of the world and kind of offer a particular take and point of view on things that are happening in the world. Right. So, you know, there was, from that perspective, it was definitely like a lot of fun to kind of push into new territory. This also, and this is something that I have a terrible time doing, as you can tell by the length of the most recent episodes. We're getting into regular length territory. I don't think any of them exceeded 52 or 53 minutes, something like that, but we are getting into regular episode length territory otherwise. However, doing this daily stuff does force you to have more, to be more concise with your points, you know, and what you're going to talk about, simply because there's no way that I could do a daily 90-minute episode. There's just absolutely no way to do that. So it does force you to be a little bit more concise with your points. And what I did like, too, was, again, being able to tap into current events, but also allowing for a mixture of evergreen subjects and topics. So, you know, we have the content, you know, we have the content like the workout stuff, the music stuff, but then also some of the stuff, you know, talking about the gambling situation with Otani, the bridge situation in Baltimore, and even the first week, some of the problems that the various sports leagues are facing. I wouldn't say that those are, you know, those aren't like up, those aren't super timely, but they are, they were a commentary on the current state of those particular sports and those particular leagues. So I like that we could do a mixture of evergreen and topical subjects for sure. And then I think one of the things that really kind of struck me was, because of the different variety of stuff that we talked about, that there's definitely something new here for someone every single day. Whether it's something you want to learn about or if you just skip on to the next one, which I've done with daily podcasts in the past, even some weekly podcasts, there's just episodes that I know aren't for me, so I just skip them. So there's, you know, there's a good variety of stuff here for everyone, I think. Now, getting into the negatives, and they were significant. They definitely didn't overpower the positives, but they were significant negatives. This is an absolute mental drain to do this over and over and over again. Like, I was able to do a little bit of cheating for a couple of weeks and get several of them done in like a single day. But it still meant getting all of the episode stuff prepped, putting stuff online. And in fact, I didn't even put stuff online for the first couple of weeks. I was so busy. And I had COVID, which really sucked too. That's another part of it if I did have a daily podcast, if that was the mission, you kind of got to do it, rain or shine, sick or health, doesn't matter. You just have to go through with it. So this was a legitimate mental drain, making sure that this was ready every single day. And there are certain days, I guess it's kind of related. There are certain days because I know I have this podcast at the end of the day, or I have to do, update some posts or something like that for it. There are certain days that were completely with my job and other stuff were completely spoken for. Like, I just had no free time whatsoever during those days. So that was certainly a negative to not be able to just kind of be lazy for a little bit, kind of do my own thing. It was just like, okay, well, you have this, and this to do. So before you even get to the podcasting part. So certain days were just totally eaten up by this. Or you should say in addition to all the other stuff, were eaten up by this. Some of these, and I, there's potential to revisit these, but some of these would be great deep dive episodes. I feel like that a few of these we really only touched the surface on. We could do 3 hours on Vladimir Putin. I think I could do a more full episode about at least a few of the various problems the sports leagues are facing. I know I could have done an extra hour on the privacy stuff. So it does feel like we only like scratched the surface with some of these. It doesn't feel like I didn't get every single point in that I would have liked to for all these episodes. In some cases, didn't even get to half of the stuff that we could have talked about otherwise. So that was certainly a negative. As far as this stuff that I would like to try next time or clean up for next time, I think that the first one is to for sure have at least 1 week with a co-host, perhaps every single week with a co-host. Granted, that would take a little bit more planning and whatever else, but I think some of the conversations would have been more interesting to have a different point of view, and also would have forced me to be even more concise to make sure that me and the co-host had had equal time. And something for sure that even if we don't do another full 20 plus episodes in a single month, certainly getting if we ever do like another one where we have like a full week's worth of episodes, or we just have multiple episodes, let's say like more than the 3 or 4 we normally get to, say we have 6 or 7, I would like to have a co-host for as many of those as possible to offer a different point of view. I would love to try one of those like scene by scene podcasts, minute by minute podcasts. I don't know if you've ever heard of those or watched or listened to those before, but there's like some podcasts that they'll watch a movie and every episode is breaking down like this particular minute or like five. Usually it's longer than that. Usually like 2 or 3 minute chunks of a movie. And they'll break down a movie by those like 2 or 3 minute chunks, or in some cases like scene by scene. They'll do an entire episode on just this particular scene. And I think that's something that we could definitely try in our own way. It could be an episode of TV, like a very famous episode of TV, a big time, some kind of big movie or something, break it down by the, however we want to break it down. It could even do it with music, right? Like do an episode that do a full series that was entirely about an album or something like that. I think that's entirely possible to do and would be something very interesting. Also, something that I've been dying to do again, take these two out of retirement in some capacity, but would love to do another radio call-in show format and unretire Smoke and the Big Freeze in some capacity. That was a lot of fun when we did our sports episodes and formatted them like an old school sports talk radio show. Certainly the daily format obviously would allow for this and would make it a lot of fun. But again, something that I would definitely need a co-host for. But certainly would be possible to do and something I'd like to do. And then the last thing here, I think it would be a lot of fun to do something fictional, like a classic or a modern radio play, or do something of our own creation, like a faux true crime podcast or something, right? Like, you know, present whatever we're mocking or you know, kind of digging into, present it as though it were one of the true crime podcasts that people are so fond of. But I think that something fictional would be fun as well to throw on for an entire week. You know, have five distinct chapters of something for an entire week, I think would be a lot of fun. But that's it. This is truly a mini-sode, and I am wrapping this month up, putting a bow on it. I'm glad that I did it, but you have no idea how glad I am to get back to our regular once a week-ish schedule. I am so happy to be returning to normal, and we will be next month. We will have a whole new theme as we dive into April, and at least for right now, I'm calling it Aperitif April. We're going to be talking about some drinky poos all next month long. So that should be a fun one, so stay tuned for that. But for now, I am wrapping up and closing off in the March of Minisodes, The Occasionalist Daily. We are ending that today, and no one is happier about this than me. So we will catch you next time, again, in Aperitif April. We'll be talking about our first drinks then. So until next time, thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. We will catch you on the flip side.